Candidate Manifesto.
St Saviour edition. It's almost time for you to cast your vote in Jersey's next election. Sunday the 7th of June is election day, and following changes agreed by the previous state's assembly, this time you have more choice than you did in 2022. As well as being able to vote for up to 9 senators who will represent the whole island, you can vote for your parish constable or Connetab and between 2 and 4 deputies to represent your constituency. This podcast is for voters living in St Saviour, and very shortly you will hear from the 3 candidates standing for Connetab in your parish and the 5 candidates hoping to secure one of the 4 seats available in your constituency. But before we do, here's a quick reminder of how you can be a voter on Sunday the 7th of June and what you need to know if it's your first time heading to the polls.
Unlike previous elections, this year you don't need to register to vote ahead of Election Day, as thanks to a change in the law, you should have automatically been added to the electoral register if you're eligible to vote in Jersey. To be eligible to vote, you need to be aged 16 or over and have lived in Jersey for 1 year up to the 7th of June, or for 6 months up to the election plus other previous periods of time that add up to 5 years. You don't need to be a British citizen to vote in Jersey. There are 3 ways you can vote in the election. The first is postal voting. If you have applied for a postal vote, you should receive your ballot papers this month. These will need to be completed and returned to the judicial greff by midday on Sunday the 7th of June to be counted. Pre-poll, or early voting, is available to everyone, wherever you live in the island. This option allows you to cast your vote at a specific polling station ahead of Election Day, and is handy if you work shifts, have weekend responsibilities, or just want to beat the crowds. The pre-poll station is at St Paul's Centre in St Helier and is open between Tuesday the 26th of May and Monday the 1st of June. Check vote.ge for the opening times. And finally, you can cast your vote in person at your allocated polling station on Election Day, Sunday the 7th of June. They'll be open from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. and you can find out where your polling station is by heading to vote.ge.
Now you know the how, let's return to the who and hear from the candidates standing for election in your area. Each candidate was invited to record a 2-minute manifesto outlining what they intend to do as a state's member if they're elected. The views they express are the candidates and not those of the Privileges and Procedures Committee, the Jersey Electoral Authority or vote.je. We cannot guarantee the factual accuracy of any statements made. Here in alphabetical order by last name are the candidates standing for Connetab of St Saviour, including whether they're standing as an independent candidate or as a member of a political party. Dave Curtis, Independent.
Hi, I'm Dave Curtis and I'm standing for Constable of St Saviour. I've had the privilege of serving our island for 20 years through the Honorary Police, including President for 7 years. During this time, I have seen both the strength of our community and the challenges we all face. I ran my own business providing agricultural services for many years, recently retiring to spend more time serving the community and supporting my children. I understand the realities of day-to-day life in Jersey. I know what it means to work hard, to take responsibility and to support others. St Saviour's is a great parish full of good people, strong families, local businesses that care about the community, but like many of you, I know there are concerns, whether that's around road safety, cost of living or making sure you feel heard. And that's why I'm standing for Constable. I am an independent candidate and someone who is dedicated and passionate about public service. I have worked from the ground up, made decisions and not shy of responsibility. I've run a business, raised children and spent years serving the public. I understand the importance of the role of the constable and the positive effect it can have on the community. During my time in the Honorary Police, I have performed many of the duties constables are responsible for, including licensing approvals, community support, event planning, and helping teenagers at Parish Hall get back on track. Over the past weeks, I've been speaking to parishioners, and what people want is simple: to be heard, to feel represented, and to know someone is working hard for them on the issues that matter most. And that's exactly what I will do. If elected, I will be visible, approachable, and accountable. The constable works for you, and I would be proud to serve St Saviour. I'm ready to deliver results for you. Thank you for your support on the 7th of June.
Kevin Lewis, Independent.
Hello, my name is Kevin Lewis. I've had the privilege of representing St Saviour for 21 years, first as deputy and the last 4 years as Constable of St Saviour. My achievements so far: I have reacquired St Saviour Recreation Fields behind St Saviour's Church to host events, namely Parish Fetes. Another big one is planned for August. I am also in the process of submitting planning permission for a park, children's play area and family park, plus a car park behind St Saviour's Parish Hall. This would be a wonderful amenity for St Saviour and I believe would encourage more clubs and associations to use the parish hall. I have for some time been promoting safer routes to schools and protecting pensioners' rights. I am very concerned about rising food and fuel costs. I will do my very best to make sure that parishioners do not go without. If re-elected, I would continue my campaign to improve public transport. I have installed many bus shelters and improved pathways. I was instrumental in the reintroduction of the double-decker buses to Jersey and have recently introduced free passes for carers. We must make it safer for our children to cycle to school. We have most of the island schools in our parish, and I have been working tirelessly to build more safer routes to schools, the latest being Bagatelle Lane and Bel Air. I am concerned that the island should prioritise the needs of the less well-off and first-time buyers. This means the provision of social housing and affordable properties for first-time buyers. I would be honoured to serve you for another 4 years. Please re-elect Kevin Lewis as Constable of St Saviour. Thank you.
Susie Webb, Independent.
Hello, I'm Susie Webb, candidate for Constable of St Saviour. Your constable is your voice in the States Assembly, so it is essential you elect someone who has the relevant skills and knowledge to speak on behalf of all St Saviour's parishioners. If I'm elected as your constable, I will continue to support the new parish park behind the parish hall, make our roads safer, support parishioners who are struggling, keep the parish rate as low as possible, and oppose inappropriate development. Your constable also makes decisions that affect everyone in Jersey regarding education, health, government spending, cost of living, and other important issues. I am an active member of our parish. I serve on the Rates Committee, I'm editor of the parish magazine, and I'm a community volunteer, and I want to build on that involvement. I want to make sure that everyone in our parish is listened to, supported, and feels part of the parish community. I will have an open door policy and be available as I wish to build community relationships and trust. I was born and educated in Jersey, and I care about our island and our parish and all who live here. Our unique parish system sits at the centre of island life, and I will always support its continuation for future generations. I believe I have the qualities and the enthusiasm to represent you as your constable. If I am elected, I will tackle the issues that matter, and I promise I will work hard on your behalf. Thank you.
Next sits the candidate standing for Deputy of St Saviour, beginning with Louise Dublé, Independent.
Hello, my name is Louise Dublé and I'm a candidate for Deputy in St Saviour. You can see my full manifesto if you go to Facebook and search for Deputy Louise Dublé. I'm still motivated by the same things that drove me to stand for election in 2014 when I was a teacher. I wanted to help make our parish and our island a better place for children to grow up. I have consistently advocated for children, for young people, and for all different types of families. I'm an independent candidate, and I now have considerable experience across scrutiny and in government roles. I'm used to working with different types of states members, those in political parties, and with other independent members. I always take an evidence-based approach to all of my work. I seek to listen, to understand, to analyse, and to find different viewpoints to come to sensible decisions that reflect the needs of our parish and our island. It's important to me that we make good use of precious public funds, and to do this, an evidence-based approach is really important. I also have a compassionate approach, and I channel that into effective action for my community. I'm not afraid to stand up and to speak up to help people. My vision is for a parish and an island where our children can grow up and feel that they belong and feel connected to people of all ages and all backgrounds, where they can be healthy, where they can have work and housing that suits them, rest and time to care for people around them as well. Equality and fairness are also really important values to me. We don't know what challenges Jersey will face in the next 4 years, but what I do know is that if I am re-elected, I will continue to work hard for you with compassion, with tenacity, with integrity, to find sensible evidence-based solutions for our community. Please vote for me on the 7th of June. Thank you.
Malcolm Ferry, Independent.
Hi, I'm Malcolm Ferry, and I'm standing again as Deputy for St Saviour in this election. You will hear a lot in this lead up to the election about the cost of living. And in my view, the best way to address the cost of living is to supercharge the economy. And by that, I mean getting out of the way of business, not imposing any more tariffs or charges, and allowing business to do what it does best. That will attract inward investment into the island and help expand our economy. You'll also hear a lot in this election about support for the charitable sector. And one of my ambitions is to create a new ministry, being the Minister for Charities and the Community. This would make sure that charities get the proper help and support that they deserve and need, with 3-year funding deals which are index linked, to give them surety and stability for the future. In relation to the parish, I'd like to see more work finally done on the Five Oaks Master Plan. That will improve the living conditions and the experience for people, particularly around the Five Oaks area. We've already got plans to put that in place. They just need to be triggered and reignited so that we can actually move forward and get that area working better for people. I've always considered myself to be a parish deputy, and I've always attended all the parish meetings, which are so important to the lifeblood of this parish, because we make really important decisions at those parish meetings, and I'd like to see better attendance and better engagement at those sessions. So, in short, I would like you to consider me for one of your votes on the 7th of June. Thank you very much.
Raluca Kovac, Reform Jersey.
Hello, I'm Raluca Kovac, a Reform Jersey candidate. It has been an honour to serve St Saviour over the past 4 years, turning your voices into action. I am British Romanian and have lived here for over 17 years. My husband and I raised our 2 daughters in the parish while running our restaurant in Howard Davis Park. So I understand firsthand the pressures on families, small businesses, and everyday life in Jersey. I bring over 20 years of experiences in leadership, business, project management, banking, customer service, and strong background in economics. As a parliamentarian on multiple committees, I've challenged decisions, asked tough questions, and pushed for better use of public money, including on public accounts committee. I've delivered real results, including support for parents of premature and sick babies, funding for wound dressings and medical hosiery, stronger youth and early year support, and progressed on housing, safer streets, community spaces, and strengthened international partnerships. My work has also been recognized with the Commonwealth New Parliamentarian of the Year 2024 award. I've pushed for better mental health support, fairer inclusive services, and a more transparent, accountable government. My priorities, set out in our manifesto, are clear. Lower the cost of living, better access to homes for islanders, a health service that works, stronger communities and economy, and a government that answers to you. I believe in practical solutions, not endless reports, and in action, not delay. In Reform Jersey, we think independently, guided by values, while working as a team, united by shared purpose and not control. Because together we are stronger and have already delivered more affordable GP visits, expanded pension plus, improved renters' rights, cheaper bus travel for young people, and more childcare. Trust me with your vote. and I'll continue to listen, act, and deliver. For St. Saviour, for Jersey, for you. Vote Raluca Kovac and Reform Jersey on the 7th of June. And thank you.
Chris Leck, Independent.
Hi there. My name's Chris Leck, and I'm standing to be your deputy in St. Saviour. Now, I've spent over 40 years in business and finance, including a long stint as a Deloitte audit partner. Now, I know what you're thinking. Great, another accountant. But look at it this way. With so many competing demands on the public purse, you need more state members who understand budgets, value for money, balancing the books. I've served in the Treasury Department and as Treasurer of the Jersey Employment Trust. I'm ready and able to roll up my sleeves and get stuck in, making sure the government spends your money wisely and carefully. We're all feeling the squeeze at the checkout, the petrol pump, paying household bills. We need to grow our economy, welcoming new businesses and people and supporting our backbone industries, finance, farming, tourism, leisure, small businesses, without burying them in red tape and bump. I'm particularly worried about our young people. We're losing our best talent because they can't afford to live here or haven't got the right skills. I want to bring back mortgage relief for first-time buyers, widen the scope of affordable housing, and look at post-school learning. Let's give the young a reason to stay here beyond just the weather and surfing. On health, we need to get on with the hospital developments, reduce waiting times, have better access to services and specialists, and better preventative care. Closer to home, here in St. Saviour, our roads are crumbling, more speed restrictions are needed, late night speeding is a danger, our community deserves better recreation facilities, the Five Oaks Master Plan needs completing. In summary, I want to help the State's Assembly and the parish build a vibrant Ireland where we are not endlessly counting the pennies, but feel happy and secure in our long-term future. My name is Chris Leck. I've got the experience, I've got the energy, and I'd be honoured to have your support as Deputy in St. Saviour.
Robert Parker, Independent.
I'm Robert Parker, Chairman of the Hotel de France Group Limited and owner. I believe Jersey is facing a crossroads and either makes the tough decisions now or carries on without facing those challenges with potentially disastrous consequences. The cost of living is a problem for most families and has brought the hospitality industry to its knees. That's my industry. Value for money is key to our survival. But our government, at every opportunity and their lack of competence, have undermined that proposition. They have also raised taxes with 20 means 20, eroding tax advantages that Middle Jersey once enjoyed compared to the UK. We have a cost of government with last year's accounts showing our expenditure was over 100 million more than our revenue. In fact, 118 million. That is not sustainable, and that's before the impact of AI and the new hospital. We also have a tax system that encouraged foreign ownership. This has a material impact on future taxes. As locally owned companies pay 20% on dividends and non-local, it's zero. Our IT industry or our IT services are clunky. We don't collaborate with Guernsey and we potentially could save millions. There is a lot to do to succeed and it will need teamwork and a culture change. There is considerable, in our economy, there is considerable wastage, but that's a long discussion. I've managed, obviously, a large company, but I can't ignore this and be a spectator to the train crash I foresee, and that's why I'm standing. Thank you.
That's the candidates standing in St. Saviour for either Connetab or Deputy on Sunday the 7th of June. You can vote for one of the Connetab candidates to be your parish leader and for up to four of the candidates standing as Deputy for your constituency. If you want to find out more about them, you can read their manifestos on the vote.je website or in the manifesto booklet. You can also follow each of the hustings events via our website. Thank you for listening.